Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good.
Brand new week of What's On Your Mind is ready to hit the airs. That's right, hit the airwaves. Right here in the U.S. of A, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? I'm Scott Hennen. I will not be here the rest of the week. And then I'll be back a week from today. We're, of course, heading to New York City tomorrow. And we have such a jam-packed schedule with our listeners that it's just impossible to do the show when I'm there. My wife Marie and I are hosting the trip. So it's load them up on the buses. Off we go to this. Off we go to that. And, take a lot in. And it's not like the kind of vacation where you're like, putting your feet up, sipping coffee. We're seeing the sights. And New York City, so we'll have some most able guest hosts in for me the next couple of days, and I'll be back the following Monday, which prompts me to think about 2022 a little bit. So we come back, obviously, and we'll have the countdown to Christmas in the final stretch, and then we'll have Christmas and New Year holiday, and then 2022. And I've been thinking a little bit lately about the program that I have the awesome blessing of hosting every day here on What's On Your Mind, and what it is we choose to accomplish, what it is we choose to take on What's On Your Mind. And as I look back the last year, there's a lot of stuff we've had to do battle on, right? You think about, for instance, COVID restrictions as an example. Sort of came out of the year of just a total funk, trying to make sure that there was some reasonable effort to have people have some choices themselves. But think about just the news you're inundated with. COVID, 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 right? And then the Biden bungles, one after another, have just been a mess. It's hard to look forward when you're in the middle of a battle like that. But one of the things that we always want this program to do is to look forward and to be part of solutions and positive change and something meaningful with the program. So I'm going to ask you to step out of the day-to-day headlines a moment today. Step out of the mindset of having to do battle every day for the greatest country on the face of the earth, and think about tomorrow. Think about 2022 and 2024 and the future. And we've heard from people over the last year who say some version of this. I just have to tune it out. I just can't. I'm so anxious. I'm so wrapped up in things, and I don't even recognize myself. That's the kind of I think footing that a lot of people are in.
I agree.
And it's hard not to, coming off of what we've come off of.
Again, yeah, that's for sure.
But it's also not all that productive to just feel like You're in the corner.
Helpless.
Swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what we'd like to do here with this program is give you some hope, give you some, tools to say, I'm not going to be that person. I'm going to be the hopeful person. I'm going to be the happy warrior. I'm going to look forward. And if we're honest, the ability to do that here is so much better than everywhere else. Imagine if you lived in smash and grab big city of the day.
Oh, well, I mean, we can go on to, how about move to Caracas, Venezuela anytime soon?
Right. We're still in the United States of America, but there's some really
bad,
ugly things happening in the United States of America.
Absolutely, very bad.
So, terrible. Here's my question for you today. We're going to spend a good chunk of the time today on the program. What kind of solution should we focus on? And maybe it's topics that we don't even think about. Because quite honestly, what we end up doing a fair amount here is reacting to what's happening in the news. And that means the news cycle sort of controls, I guess for lack of a better term, our mood, our footing, everything.
If you let it, sure.
How do we get out of that?
Turn it off. Fire Chris Cuomo.
See, he's in the past. He was fired over the weekend. So we can...
Sorry, we're going forward.
Yeah, we're moving forward. The Vikings lost, it's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. Roger Maris screwed in the Hall of Fame.
Gone.
I'm so mad about that.
Oh, really?
How's Roger Maris not in the Hall of Fame?
You know what? It's been a great debate for a long time.
Especially when they have this golden era.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And now they're not going to do that again until 2027. So the soonest the guy could get in the Hall of Fame.
The biggest argument for that is that obviously he broke the record in 61. Babe's record stood forever, blah, blah, blah. But they look at the Hall as a body of work. And Roger's body of work doesn't necessarily live up to this. You know, he had a great year that year in 61, but they talk about the body of work overall in a career. It said
put him in the Hall of Fame.
I know. We have a close affinity to Roger being, you know.
Okay, based on body of work, same. Pete Rose.
Well, yeah, if he shafted himself though.
You got to look at the body of work. See, there's a double standard there.
I am. See, we can talk about Roger Maris for the future. See.
Yeah.
Tony Oliva and Jim Cott, they're in. Two twins that made it in. Over the weekend, so that's pretty good. But you know what? Mike Zimmer, the Minnesota Vikings, that nightmare last night, we're not talking about it.
It's done. It's over.
It's out of here. It's more PTSD from the Minnesota Vikings than they're in.
I predicted that game.
We're not talking about it.
Unbelievable ways. No, we're not. We're not. So as we look forward, things that give you hope, things that give you a little jump in your step, things you're excited about, what are they? And by the way, they could be things that we don't even talk about here on the program. You know, that we just, and again, the news cycle drives a lot of what we cover here on the program. Right? Spent a lot of time leading up to the North Dakota special session talking about the debates there. Then covering what happened. Then talking about it when it's after, okay? That's local. That's things that are happening here, but it isn't. It's, again, reacting to a lot of the things that were in the news cycle. So, and that's part of what we're always going to do. We're going to react to what's happening and give you a platform to say, what in the world is happening here? But I'm curious about what solutions, about what meaningful conversations that we can participate in, that we can host, whether that be a particular guest, whether that be a particular subject, whatever it is. Things that don't cause you to have, what, Kevin? Anxiousness, Todd? That sort of...
Fear, whatever. Yeah. Nervous.
Yeah. Things that put a smile on your face. Say, let's sink our teeth into this and let's go. And we're going to do everything in our power to make sure you're not forgetting the fact that we do live in a pretty darn good place. And we do have a lot of good things going for us.
Blessings galore.
Really, we do. We do. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't storm clouds on the horizon. Of course, there are. But if we don't focus on the positive around us, the good things that are happening, the fact that we are isolated from a lot of the ick that's happening everywhere else, then you just end up again, sort of cowering in a corner. Who wants to do that? I don't want to do that. So that's my challenge for you today on the program. We got a lot of open phone time to talk about it and just have a conversation within the family here a little bit. The future, looking forward, how can we be part of that conversation? Where can we lead the conversation here on What's on Your Mind? All right? Here's how you join the conversation. First-time callers, go to the front of the line. 701-258-0550. You can text 701-237-1590 today on What's on Your Mind. Okay? You can email me if you want to take a little time to sink in a little time and do a thoughtful answer. Spend a little time with that. Email scotth@flagfamily.com. scotth@flagfamily.com. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow, where the deals are on. No supply chain issues there. Christmas, great time for slippers, moccasins, all sizes, all colors. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, 40% off.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Baked muffin, 99 cents today at PetroServe USA. That's right, Monday special. Always at PetroServe USA, plus home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. After a blizzard weekend, lots of cold. How about Swedish meatballs in Glendon or MP Avenue? Chicken fried steak, 12th Avenue and I-29. Tater Tot hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Valley City today, exit 292. Come off the Interstate 94 and head north for easy in-and-out access for our truckers, plus home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Today's specials, scallop, potatoes, and ham. Beef tips and gravy. That's what I'm talking about. PetroServe USA. Telephone number 701-258-0550. Text us 701-237-1590. Email me scotth@flagfamily.com. William in Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go, William.
First of all, Scott, I've listened to you since KCNN days. So,
wow, that's a long time. That's a long time. So
yeah,
that would be, let's figure the math on this. I started doing local talk radio, Grand Forks, KCNN, 1986. So I left there in 2001, went to work for WDAY, then we started the flag in 2008. So think about that. That's a lot of years.
A long time.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So
thank
question
you.
To you, my question to you, sir, over the weekend, did you receive a letter in the mail from T-Mobile at all about switching over to T-Mobile?
I don't believe I did. No, I would have thrown it in the garbage.
Well, I would have told you that I didn't either, but everybody I know that was a Democrat did receive it. Now, with that being said, my brother received one, but he died 25 years ago. And my dad received one, too, and he died 2 years ago. And every other Democrat that I know got one, too.
Are they Democrat voters?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
I didn't receive one, so I didn't vote Democrat. I voted Republican, and every Republican that I know didn't get one.
Wow.
So we're surmising from this that they're using some kind of a Democratic list. Now, the interesting thing, North Dakota does not have voter registration. See? So you wouldn't register with anybody as being a Democrat in North Dakota, then therefore being on some list.
But obviously, that, like I said, my brother died 25 years ago and he got one.
Yeah, that's odd.
That's the first piece of mail that my mom has seen with him in like 22 years.
Not to mention the fact there wasn't a T-Mobile 25 years ago, so it's not like they're just working off some old list.
Of T-Mobiles, yeah.
Right.
They bought their own list. Yeah, very interesting. That's odd. We'll see if anybody else has received the same.
Yeah.
These companies buy lists, you know. They buy address lists from different.
25 years.
That's odd. Yeah, that's
creepy.
Odd.
The address for my brother is my mom's new address that he didn't even live in 25 years ago. It's like six addresses before, you know, that he died at, and this new address she just got a year ago.
Really
so,
weird.
It's just odd. So,
William, on another note.
Yes, sir.
Since you've been listening as long as you have, any advice for us as we head towards 2022 on meaningful, solution-oriented conversations we can have here on What's on Your Mind?
I think you're doing a fabulous job, so I just say keep it up. I mean, it's. I don't think there's anything that I would change.
We're not frustrating you?
No.
By focusing on all the horrible things that are happening in this country right now?
No, absolutely not. It's insightful. It's good. You know, there are other radio stations in town that obviously get the other side of it that I stay away from, that they're just not very helpful. So I enjoy this and I enjoy Mr. Thomas in the afternoon on WDAY, you know.
Referring to the one and only Jay Thomas, 2 to 5 on 970 and 93.1. Thank you, William.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Stay safe.
Appreciate the call. Texture said, Scott, instead of spending all the time talking about Democrats, would you consider doing a show on what Republicans are doing? Like spending a full week or a day a week on this. All right. Interesting input, and we're open to any and all suggestions here. Another texter says, Bison football. We can look ahead on Bison football, right? Like maybe Frisco?
I would say you got to get by East Tennessee State this Saturday, but yeah. into the quarterfinals.
Do you know
the semis or into the quarterfinals?
Yeah. I heard from somebody that the Fargo Dome is not sold out since the COVID era began. I did not know that.
I didn't hear either. I haven't seen any numbers on attendance, but yeah.
So as we look ahead to Saturday, maybe this would be a good weekend to sell out the Fargo Dome.
Yeah. Quarterfinals trip to the semis is on the line.
Texter says, keep your focus on Jesus.
Amen.
We certainly would agree with that.
Faith over fear, baby.
Drives a lot of us in what we do here on the program, although I don't think people turn on talk radio to hear a sermon. But I think it can certainly guide us in everything that we do, and it does. Texter says, a retired pastor buddy of mine says, I've turned off the cell phone, the computer, the radio, the TV, the newspaper, and I've stuck my head in the sand. Not sure that's the best approach. Guys, what do you think?
No.
Not many solutions are going to come from that. That's not real meaningful. It's not going to bring about positive change.
Got to get in the conversation and stay in it.
Exactly. On the other hand, to the extent that this program is causing you that level of anxiety, that's sort of why I'm asking the question of what in the future, as we look ahead, should we tackle? In other words, I'm of the opinion COVID is not going anywhere. And COVID was a crisis at some point when we detected a virus, how it came here, its origins, all of that. But it's here now. There's going to be different variants here. It's sort of like the flu. So manage it, yes. But pretty much everything everybody's predicted on COVID in one way or another has been wrong, right? I mean, it spikes here, it goes down there, it spikes over there, it comes here, you know, different variants. It's just so you can wrap yourself in bubble wrap and four masks and, you know, get that booster and this shot and all that, you're still going to end up same boat. I just think it's not looking forward other than to say it's going to be here, so expect the unexpected. There you go. But to spend precious time here talking, I don't know. That's my thought. It's the same thing on pretty much everything in our past. It's not going to help improve your outlook. So as we look to the future, we look ahead, what is it that you want us to focus on? Texter says, I've invited the Minnesota Vikings to be pallbearers at my funeral so they can let me down one last time.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
That's a good
one.
See, we're looking back. We're looking at Detroit and another loss there. Back to your calls after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind. 258-0550. Give us a call. More after this. So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court determined the Biden administration broke the law when they discontinued the Remain in Mexico policy, officially known as Migrant Protection Protocol. It will start back up Monday as a deal has been reached again with Mexico.
We also believe in following the law, and that's exactly what we're doing, as there was a ruling that required us moving forward with implementation.
Candidate Joe Biden in 2020.
Seeking asylum has to do it in another country. That's never happened before in America. They're sitting in squalor on the other side of the river.
Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris again last week offered no leadership on the border crisis. Senator Bob Dole, who overcame devastating World War II combat wounds to become a longtime Republican senator from Kansas, and his party's unsuccessful 1996 presidential nominee, died in his sleep Sunday at the age of 98. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows and some mistletoe.
Back on What's On Your Mind, getting into that Christmas spirit on the program today. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. We're having a family conversation here today on What's On Your Mind about what it is you want from us as we look ahead to 2022. How we can take this program, be part of solutions, meaningful conversation, maybe things we should do that we haven't done. Love to hear from you. I'm doing this because I'm leaving tomorrow for New York City, as you know. My wife Marie and I are hosting the What's On Your Mind New York City Christmas Tour. Rockettes. Wonderful Christmas celebration. Broadway show. We are going to be on Fox and Friends Thursday morning doing the weather with Janice Dean. And I have kind of a crazy idea. You know those awesome T-shirts, Let's Go Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think if we all go in short-sleeve Let's Go Brandon shirts and say, like, this is not winter. You people don't know winter. You complain about 40 degrees.
I don't know if they'll let you on there.
You don't think so?
Offensive, even for Fox. They might be a little too offensive.
I don't know. We're going to live on the edge, I think.
But you're right about the winter.
North Dakota made T-shirt, the whole deal. Right on.
T-shirts when New Yorkers are in parkas.
Hey, the magical Medora Christmas is coming to Grand Forks on Thursday, Chester Fritz Auditorium.
So good.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
7:30. So don't miss it. Friday, the Fargo Theater. Two shows on Friday the 10th, 4:30 and 7:30 p.m. Then on Saturday the 11th, it goes down to Trinity Bible College in Ellendale. And Sunday the 12th in Alexandria, Minnesota. Medora.com for tickets. You can also get them by calling the Fargo Theater for the shows Friday, 4:30, 7:30, 866-300-8300. For groups, 1-800-MEDORA-1. Check it out. You're going to love it. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. 2580-550. Lay it on us, Jeff. What do you want to tell us today?
This new natural gas pipeline, federal dollars are going to pay for this. Is this correct?
No, federal dollars repurposed from COVID are used as the state can use those COVID dollars for infrastructure. And they've chosen to use $150 million out of the COVID pot, if you will, repurposed for infrastructure that would incentivize a pipeline. The pipeline itself is about $1 billion, maybe a little more. And so what it would do is, here's how I understand it, Jeff. Right now, natural gas comes to Fargo and Grand Forks from Canada. So we use Canadian natural gas. There is a fair amount of communities along the Highway 2, 29 corridor that don't have natural gas service at all. But that project doesn't really pencil out because they already have natural gas in Fargo and Grand Forks, and it isn't really financially viable to bring it to communities where it isn't there now. So the state is saying, let's incentivize this and make this pencil out a little bit better. So they've allocated some of the dollars to get a project on the board. Now private sector companies have to come forward and say, okay, we'll build it. We'll use that incentive and we'll build it. So that's the quick explanation.
Well, I would like it. Those of us who use propane, and that's mostly rural farmers, small towns, we always have to let our natural gas be shipped down to Conway, Kansas to be made to propane, and then we got to ship it back in the winter. And we always get robbed. How about some storage here for propane for the rest of the state? And while they're at it, right now there's no fuel in Jamestown, no diesel. It hasn't been for a week. Because the pipe coming up from the south, well, they just chose not to send any to us. How about looking after ourselves here first? We need a little more refining capacity, some storage here, to at least take care of ourselves. I didn't say they got to give it to me, but at least I have some availability. I'm not hanging out all the time waiting for the next thing to slip through the pipe.
You tell me if I'm driving anything diesel, I can't get diesel fuel in Jamestown right now.
There's no diesel at the tank farms. No, we're having to go outside in South Dakota. They've created a shortage up here just like every year. And the same thing with propane. All we got is Conway Plus all the time. Conway Plus. Got to ship it back in Conway, Kansas. All this shipping just seems to be making somebody else a lot of money, and it's not me or my customers. I just keep paying. And it's easy to create a shortage when it's like that, and you pay.
It's one of the reasons that I think this pipeline makes a lot of sense, because you can now control our own destiny a little bit. I don't like the idea that Canadian natural gas fuels Fargo and Grand Forks when we're flaring gas, and literally we are to the point in North Dakota's oil fields where you make a decision, if you don't have a solution for the flared gas, to not drill oil. Wrap your mind around that.
Do you know why they're using Canadian natural gas? It's cheap. 4 or 5 years ago, when there was a glut of gas, propane was coming out of Canada for the freight only. The gas was free. And we all sat here and couldn't compete with that, and they ate us alive.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, but Canada owns a lot of the infrastructure of the oil business in the Dakotas. You better take a look at that. They own a lot more than you think.
Enbridge is a Canadian company. TransCanada is a Canadian company.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Just so you know.
But I think, Jeff, you've hit on something that is a place of positive change for the program, something meaningful to get into, to say, okay, we have this vast bounty, this God-given bounty of oil and gas, and one of the largest plays in North America discovered in how long. Let's use it wisely for the benefit of every North Dakotan.
How about refining capacity for North Dakota's usage? I didn't say they had to give it to me for free, but at least I'm not having to go looking out of state all the time.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. Yeah, and you got to get these things to pencil out. Obviously, we don't have, a lot of people talk about refineries here. Why not refine it here and ship it out? The majority of where you would ship the refined product is far enough away you'd end up shipping it a different way. So it doesn't always make sense to have the refining capacity here. On the other hand, look at California right now. We're using, Marathon that has this project where they take soybean build soy diesel, refined soy diesel, and then ship it to California because the environmental regulations are so crazy woke in California that there's now a market for it. So that's getting smart. I also think the natural gas that'll come to places that don't now have it will allow for all kinds of things. Like, for instance, why not make fertilizer here? Why are we shipping in fertilizer? And there's plenty of times when we can't get fertilizer and the cost is through the roof. So I like that. Do you want to say something else, Jeff?
We're a captive audience. When they want it to go up and make it go up, let's say grain goes up even more. You think they want to leave us have any extra money? No, they're going to bleed it all out of it. So there's a manufacturing shortage of urea right now. Anhydrous is $1,500. That's obnoxious when in 2007, our production was 55 billion cubic feet of gas a day. Today, we're at 97 billion cubic feet, almost double. Oh, we can't find product. Really? Do I look dumb?
Well, again, make it here. Make it here. Good points, Jeff, and I think we can sink our teeth into that a little bit. I love it. Dana Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go.
Good morning. Great call, Jeff. Lay the truth on them. They don't want to face what's happening, but here's one we all got to sink our teeth into. Quantitative easing. It's what they're using to print the money for us nowadays. And what it boils down to is they give us $0 and take two back. So get John Hoven on here. He owns a bank. He can tell us how it works. You know, he's worked with it for 2 years. But if that's the way they figure on fixing our economy, you know, and then they want us to saddle up with the same bankers that are doing it. Jeff's right on. We've been selling our stuff out to the rest of the world for decades and decades. And then they always come back with some lame excuse like the ship's out in the ocean. And you got 10 other countries going broke because their product's on it. And the only ones that can't see it are them. And instead of taking someone like me that's got an idea how to change it, they'd rather have me sit here and explain all this crap. Scott, you give me $1 million of nothing. No, I'll give you $1 million of nothing, and you give me back $1 million cash and $1 million in accounts receivable. I'll be just fine.
All right, Dana. Appreciate the call. Look, I think... Another texter said, does someone jump you about being too negative, dragging people down? No. I just hear from enough listeners who, because of the times in which we live, find themselves feeling defenseless and wanting to be part of something positive. And I am opening the conversation to say, okay, what? What would that be? What can we sink our teeth into in the way of solutions and positive change? And we certainly have fights left against Team Biden. And that's looking forward as well, 2022. I still believe I'll judge the merits of the $1 trillion infrastructure plan on whether or not it kills the $3 trillion. That's a fight that's still ahead. No doubt about it. Same with COVID mandates and COVID misinformation. We're going to find out in June whether the Supreme Court agrees with Mississippi. These are issues we're happy to talk about. Many others in North Dakota media do not talk about it. We're never going to be that. Ever. But I also want, for lack of a better term, those of you in this audience to get up every day ready to roll up your sleeves and say, what can I do in the way of solutions on these things? How can I bring about change? And what are we missing? What are underneath our noses here in the way of solutions right here in North Dakota? Are the things that we could talk about? That's where I think the conversation could go, and you've given us a couple of good examples today. Welcome others. Bill Sorensen is going to join us in a little bit from the Medora Magical Christmas. They do such a wonderful job. We'll talk about their performances coming up in Grand Forks, Fargo, Ellendale, Alexandria, Minnesota. That's just between now and Sunday. And, of course, there's more performances that will go right before Christmas. So looking forward to that as well. Coming up here in a couple of minutes and more open phone time in our 10 o'clock hour today on What's On Your Mind. And what do you think? Should we wear the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts on...
Yes.
Fox News Channel. Okay.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Patriot.
We're kind of Karen West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-yap, 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 let's go.
Giddy-yap, giddy-yap, how do you spell giddy-yap?
Giddy-app. Back on What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Yours truly off tomorrow through Friday. Off to New York City hosting our annual trip with the fine listeners of What's On Your Mind. Looking forward to that. And Thursday, we're going to be on Fox and Friends doing the weather with Janice Dean. And an idea has emerged to have everybody to wear Let's Go Brandon t-shirts from NoDapTees.com. Two reasons this could be kind of fun, see? One is everybody's in short sleeve shirts, as in we're North Dakotans, Minnesotans, South Dakotans, we're a hardy bunch. This winter weather where everybody has parkas on and freaking out in New York City is like nothing to us. That's number one. Number two, a little humor with the Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, no?
Oh, I roll the dice, you bet.
Well, you're the one that said they weren't going to let us on Fox.
I don't think they will. I think they'll probably avoid that then. I don't know. I'm just saying. They're a bit woke lately, too, I think.
That'd be the story then. We didn't get on.
There you go.
Need your suggestions on that, folks. Bill Sorensen is here. Buffalo Bill, ladies and gentlemen. Part of the magical Medora Christmas. Grand Forks Thursday. Fargo, two shows on Friday the 10th, and Ellendale, North Dakota, on Saturday the 12th, and they zip over to Minnesota for an Alexandria show on Sunday. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Well, we're doing okay. You know, we ended up having to shut down a couple of days. This COVID thing that we're all trying to deal with hit our little group. So we are planning on picking up at the Fargo location, but it's been kind of interesting the last couple of days.
Well, so I heard. Yes, South Dakota will be on the short end of that stick because you had performances scheduled for tomorrow night in Pierre and Sioux Falls on Wednesday night. But
we want to be the purveyors of Christmas spirit and goodwill and not bring any viruses with us. We're making sure everybody's healthy. One thing we found out, though, from our first few days is people are sure ready to get back to whatever that new normal is. We had some great crowds and had a great fun. Team that was along with us was having great fun, and all of a sudden one of the people got a little sick, and we tested everybody tested negative, and then the long-term test come back and we got another positive. So we did what we thought we had to do to be responsible and shut the whole thing down. But what is this new normal?
Oh, no kidding. But I tell you what, there is there's incredible Christmas spirit in these shows. Yeah. I really encourage folks to, it's a great way to get ready for the holidays and encourage you to take in, whether it's wherever you're at, Grand Forks, Fargo, Ellendale, Alexandria. Shows go through just before Christmas, wrap up in Bismarck. Tell us about this year's show, Bill.
Well, we got a great cast. I mean, that's the fun thing about it. These people are having just a lot of fun. And as I said, we've had great crowds. We are excited to get back on the road, and we're going to do so as soon as we know everybody is healthy and safe on our end as we come into these communities, hopefully parade a little Christmas spirit and get everybody back to being able to celebrate as we've been missing the last Christmas. So.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Last year, not able to do the show, right? As so many.
Yeah, we sat down and in Medora and didn't allow very many people into the little theater in Medora. So we were excited and anxious to get back on the road, and we still are. We still are.
Exactly right. Now, I mentioned this week the plan is Grand Forks at the Chester Fritz Auditorium. What a great place to see a show there. It's a fabulous venue. At 7:30 on Thursday night. Then the Fargo Theater, 4:30 and 7:30 shows on Friday the 10th. Ellendale, Trinity Bible College on Saturday the 11th. Then Zoom all the way over to Alexandria on the 12th, Northwood, North Dakota on the 13th, that's up Monday, a week from today, Wahpeton on Tuesday, Jamestown on Wednesday the 15th, Park Rapids, Minnesota on the 16th, Bloomington, Minnesota, you're going big time. You're going big time over the weekend. I love it.
Yeah, we're anxious to get there. We sold out a couple of those shows, I think, already in Bloomington. So, we're excited to get back and get going again.
And come back up in this neck of the woods on Sunday the 19th. Hanning Valley City, Bismarck is where it wraps up. Tuesday the 21st and 22nd, 23rd. Three shows in Bismarck. So should be great. Chad Willow and many other veterans of the Medora musical join Bill Sorensen for the magical Medora Christmas. So I've always promised people we guarantee you're going to leave the magical Medora Christmas performance with the spirit of Christmas in your heart. Can't go wrong, can you?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. And, Medora is all about doing those kind of things, and we try to follow the traditions of Medora and are trying to make sure that everybody has a very spirit-filled and safe Christmas. So we're doing both those things.
So shake that COVID bug and get back bigger and better than ever to finish strong for a magical Medora Christmas. Looking forward to it, sir.
We're going to do it. All right.
It's not for the faint of heart. 30 shows in 22 communities. The plan for the Magical Medora Christmas. By the way, you can get your tickets at Medora.com. If you got groups that want to come, they'll accommodate you at 1-800-MEDORA-1. 1-800-MEDORA-1. All right, back to some open phone time on looking forward into 2022. What you want from What's on Your Mind. Let's have that conversation today. Keep the emails coming. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Text us to or call 258-0550.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.